Okay, amen. So please bear with me. My English is just good for 10 minutes. So if I run out of English, I know you understand. Amen. But don't worry, up in heaven, there will be one language. And that is Filipino language. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's all stand up. And let's open our Bible in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So for the sake of time, let us read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So all of us will read it loud and clear. Amen?
Amen.
Ready, begin. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our God and our Heavenly Father, we do come to you tonight. Apart from you, we are nothing. But Lord, our hearts desire tonight that your word will be an instrument so that our hearts will continue to grow.
Yes.
And we will love you and we will obey you.
Yes.
And we pray, Lord, that our faith will continue to grow and increase by your grace. Cover me, Lord, with your presence. I pray that this message will be a help and a blessing to us. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name, amen and amen. Please be seated. And every time I speak English, you know, it's like I'm eating peanut butter. So that's why I'm trying to be slow in speaking so that you understand me. Amen. And our message tonight, entitled, God Can Do Amazing Things. Have faith in Him. Amen?
Amen.
God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. Can we say that? God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. Amen? So the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we call it faith chapter, or we call it the hall of faith. So, the key word here in Hebrews chapter 11 is the word faith. Because the word faith was mentioned 24 times. Amen? So, the key word tonight is the word faith. Can you say that to the person beside you? Faith. Amen? So, faith is like a babe, you know, faith. So, faith. So, let us get the keyword, and I got an acrostic word for the word faith. Amen? So, letter F stands for fear not. Amen? Do you have faith in Him? Or your faith is based on your work, on your job, on your title? No. It must be in Him alone and nothing else.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So, letter F, we need to have what we call fearless faith. According to verse 27, okay, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. So, when we say faith, we can say fear not. If we put our faith in Him, don't worry. Fear not. Fear nothing. Remember the angels when they proclaim something to the people, what's their first message? Fear not. Amen? I know humanly speaking, our problem, we are always worrying. Remember, worry ends when faith begins. But the problem is, we are always worrying. We are worrying about the weather. We are worrying what will be our next move or next goals. So we always worry. I remember a pastor here in your country ask me, and it's a good question, I think. He said, Brother Ronnie, how do you survive here in our country? Actually, that's a good question. How do we survive? Well, now we are all six here in your country. God gave us the visa, but the airfare is not free. Right? It takes faith. And then we don't have vehicle. How we can go to our friends and churches if we don't have vehicle? It takes faith. You know, just last 2 weeks we're just renting a car for $350. But you know, last Sunday, Pastor, it is our first time to visit that church. And after the service, a brother in the Lord approached me. And he said, Brother, we can lend you our car. We have enough. Wow. That's faith.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. That's why I mentioned to you that we need to fear God. Because God controls everything. Amen?
Amen.
Remember what John 14:27 says? Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So when we say faith, fear not. Amen? Let us have a fearless faith. In Psalms 56 verse 11, I like what the psalmist says. He says, In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. One time, from Murrieta, Ohio to Michigan, it's an 8 hours driving as missionary on our previous deputation, me and my wife. And after prayer meeting, we don't have yet dinner. And we just have this popcorn fellowship. And you know Filipino, you know? It's a popcorn we're not used to. But my tummy says, rice and fish. Okay, as Filipino. And then the church gave us $25. Church, I'm telling you this not because I'm complaining. I'm just sharing to you that deputation is a word of faith.
Yes.
We are not depending on the churches or on our brethren. We need to depend on God. Amen? So if we put our faith in Him, fear not. Remember, who's the disciple that walked on the water? Peter. Amen? Peter walked on the water. How many the apostles of Jesus Christ? 12. But Peter get out of that boat and step in faith. Because Peter has faith in Jesus. How about the 11? You know what's the reason? Number one, they are really scared.
Yes.
They are really scared. And I remember from Red, Ohio to West Padua, Kentucky, that Saturday, Pastor. And I can't reach the pastor. I said, wow. Where can we stay? It's already evening. You know? So that's some of our experience. But God wants us to walk in faith. The Bible says, For we walk by faith, not by sight. The Bible says, The just shall live by faith. The Bible says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So, faith, fear not. We need to have what we call fearless faith. Amen?
Amen.
Remember John 16:33? These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Amen? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So number one, fear not. What's the next letter?
Okay.
A stands for always believing. According to Hebrews 11:8. Okay? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go up into a place which he should, after received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. So always believing. How old Abraham when God called him to get out of his country? He's already senior citizen. I think he's already 75 years old. And he said, Abraham, get out of your country. He's already senior citizen. He's already settled. But you know what Abraham did? He obeyed and followed God's voice. Why? Because Abraham always believed in God.
Yes.
May I repeat that? Because Abraham always believed in God. Do we understand what Abraham says? The Bible says, he went out not knowing whither he went. So always believing. Amen. Remember the desperate father in Mark chapter 9:23-24.
Yes.
Jesus says unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
My brethren in Christ, God is not asking us to understand everything. God is not asking us to know everything. God is asking us to believe. Amen?
Amen.
To believe. Do we still believe His word?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Do we still believe that the Bible is the answer?
Yes.
Do we still believe that God is still in the saving business? Do we still believe that God wants to do great things for us?
Yes.
Do we still believe that God is not done yet?
Yes.
Oh, my brethren, Christ, God is not done yet. Like to Abraham, when God told him he's already senior citizen, but Abraham always believed in God. Do you believe?
Yes.
Then, get out of your boat. And stepping in faith and said, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. And letter I stands for important. Is our faith important?
Yes. Yes.
How you can go to heaven if you don't put your faith in Him alone?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
I remember who Sunday school teacher here. Thank you, thank you. I remember when my mom got saved, she put us in a Sunday school class. And a lady led me to the Lord and asked me this question. Ronnie, if you will die today, do you know for sure you will go to heaven? That question really shocked me. Not only really shocked me, that question, it bothers me. You know, what's very disturbing. I can't accept that this body, that this person will go to hell for eternity. And I thank God, June 10, 1996, I put my faith in Him. That Jesus Christ is my Savior, is my Lord. Before I was a vassal to the world, the flesh, and the devil. But then God saved me. I have a new master now. The Supreme Court of the Republic of the Philippines did not set me free. The Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, set me free. I belong to Him. I'm a servant to Him. I belong to the King, King Jesus. So when I became a child of God, I always be a child of God. And God hath loved me, and His love not gonna change. I believe that. That's my security and that's my faith, because He says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.
Amen.
Is our faith important?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
If you are a Christian without faith, life will be nothing. You know what Job as able to overcome his trials. He lost his wealth. He lost his family. He lost his health. And then his wife says, "Curse God!" and die. But you know, Job says, "The Lord gave. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Job says in 13 verse 15, he says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine always before him." You know, Job says in Job 23 verse 10, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." If you will scale yourself tonight when it comes to faith, from 1 to 10, what is your score? Can you whisper your answer to the person beside you? From 1 to 10? Come on, don't be shy.
Minus 3. Say it to me again.
0.
I have a minus 3.
Well, I say 0 because we're nothing. Amen?
That's right.
But God wants us to grow in faith. Amen?
Yes.
Because faith is important. If you put your faith in Jesus, that's not the end. After you got saved, God wants you to walk by faith, yes, not by sight. Yes. Is faith important?
Yes.
Amen. So if faith is important, how's your heart tonight? Do you draw more closer to him? Or there's what we call coldness? Remember, God cannot use cold faith. Yeah. Oh my. God can choose a cold faith. God will always do miracles when there is faith in our hearts. I know your pastor has a faith that someday, somehow, that God will open more doors to this community, green up, that many people will hear the word of God. Many people will come, and many Christians will share their faith. Because we believe that God can do amazing things.
Yeah.
Amen? And letter T stands for trust completely. According to verse 17, by faith when Abraham, and he was tried, offered up Isaac. How old Abraham and Sarah when they got Isaac?
199.
Wow. They are already old senior citizens. And maybe when Sarah wants to play with her son, maybe Sarah says, "Come here, son, come here." But one day, God said to Abraham, "Abraham, offer your only son to me." May I know the answer? What is your answer? God is asking you, the one that you've been waiting for how long or how many years. God is asking you the best one. Will you give it? Will you give it? But the Bible says Abraham offered up Isaac. You know why? Because Abraham trusts God completely. He trusts God completely. Maybe when God said, "Offer your son," maybe Abraham, he whispered to God, "Lord, that's hard, but I can give my wife to you, Sarah." I'm just kidding. But you know that request is not easy.
No.
But he was able to obey and follow God's words. That's what Abraham's faith. He always trusts God. Amen?
Yes.
And then letter H stands for honor. What the Bible says in verse 6? But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So, if God will be honored, we must have faith.
Yes.
May I repeat that? If God will be honored, we must have faith. Amen? I know we live in a troubled world. I know we live in a perilous time. But do you believe that we as Christians, God can do amazing things? But we need to have faith. When God gets the honor, it means our faith is not in ourselves, not in our riches, but in Him. Amen?
Amen.
I've heard that money can buy his bed but not sleep. Money can buy a bed but not sleep, right?
Yes.
Money can buy a clock but not time. Money can buy a house but not a home. Money can buy book but not knowledge. Money can buy food but not an appetite. Because only Jesus can satisfy your soul.
Yes. Yes.
Have faith in Him.
Amen.
So church, God will not be pleased if we are not walking by faith. We need to search our hearts. You know, when the church was burned down 2021, I got the message already. He said, Ronnie, I'm not impressed with the numbers. I'm not impressed with your accomplishments. And that's what we call reflecting time.
Yes.
Yes. It's a reflecting time. It's a heart searching. It is heart. God is telling me that I will not be pleased unless you have faith in me. Because sometimes it's easy to walk in this world, but we are too far away from Him. And then the toughest one, 2018, when my youngest daughter was born. It's really hard to accept. Really hard to accept. When the doctor says that my baby is a Down syndrome baby. But you know, little by little, I understand that God has a better plan.
Mm-hmm.
Why I said that? Because right now, what we feel is a joy in our hearts. I know that Elsie, she's saved in the hands of God. Amen? And you know why God gave us Elsie? Because the school that we started way back 2005 until now, still going, in spite of many trials, especially lack of funds. But you know, this past 2 to 3 years, Pastor, the community asking us if we have a special school for those kids that has special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And God's telling me this, Ronnie, you can be effective unless you experience it. And now I'm very compassionate to those people that they have kids that have special needs.
Yes.
Lord, I said, I understand them. I want to help them. That's why we are praying for additional 500 support. So we're just praying for 50 individual Christians who can give $10 on a monthly basis. And we would like to continue the school, especially for the special kids that has special needs, like my daughter, Elsie. Please help us on these needs and keep us in your prayers. And then we are praying. We are so excited to put 3 church buildings when we get back. And we need $60,000. If you have $60,000, brother,
Don't be agitated. Have faith. You cannot outgive God. I never knew a child of God being bankrupted by his benevolence. What we keep, we may lose. But what we give to Christ, we are sure to keep. Or 300 individual Christians who can give $200 one-time gift for this great need. Church, like what I heard, I heard a sermon this morning. He says, if you want to be a blessing in the church, don't be persecutor. Be protector. Be a help, not a hindrance. And he says, don't be a burden, be a blessing. I said, wow, that's a good preaching. Amen?
Amen.
So church, God can do amazing things. Have faith in Him. And I will leave you on these verses. In Matthew chapter 8, 5 to 10. You remember the centurion? Yes, centurion. He went to Jesus and he said, his servant is really sick. What Jesus says, I will come and heal him. But the centurion says, Lord, I am not worthy that you will go under my roof. He says, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. In verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not seen great faith, no, not in Israel. It means God is ready to bless us, and God is ready to use us. But we need to have faith. So God can do amazing things. Little Sandy Baptist Church, God is not done yet. God can do amazing things. Support your pastor. Support the leadership team. Love one another. Our main goal here is love like Jesus. Live like Jesus. And think like Jesus. And I thank God. God saved me. And when he saved me, I don't understand everything, but I always put my faith in him. Because God will not do harmful things to you. Because his plan is always for our own good. Amen. Pastor, thank you so much. May God bless you all.
Let's bow our heads for a moment before we have an offering.
Just a few moments of self-examination. Where's your faith? Where's my faith? Lord, I pray that you help all of us. Consider the words we've heard tonight. Sometimes the simplest of truths we do not think about, and yet you want us. Matter of fact, it says, without faith is impossible to please you. So I pray that we increase our faith, that we would trust, that we would believe, that we would fear not, that we consider it important. So Lord, thank you for Ronnie and his wife and family. May you bless them. Lord, you continue to meet their needs here in the States, and as he goes back to the back to his own country, that you meet the needs for these three church buildings, for the school. So Lord, we just give him his life and family into your hands. I pray that you just bless us as a church, that we would look to you, that we'll be under your leadership, for you're the shepherd of this church. And Lord, for the other offering we're going to receive, I pray that you just bless that. May you use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How about Charlie, come up and help with the offering, and Dave, would you mind helping Charlie with the offering? And everything will go to the missionaries with us tonight. And we've done and prayed, so where you go. Thank you. There is a there's some information from the about the ladrillos on the back table with prayer cards. Please take one of those. I'm sure they would appreciate your faithful praying for them. Your daughter would feel better.
Yeah.
That's pretty much be downstairs. So be praying for any questions for Mr. Lodrillo. We have just a couple of minutes on the count. We have about 1 minute for questions. The size of the city. How about the size of the city you work in? Where your home base is. How big is the town?
Well, sir, it has 30,000 population. So San Narciso is not a city. But we are far away from the city, around 45 to 1 hour. Yes, sir.
And so all your churches are Rivers of Joy Baptist Church, yes, at a certain town?
Yes, sir. So we are now reaching 5 towns, and we name all our churches Rivers of Joy Baptist Church.
Do they have national pastors, or do you have a church that you pastor yourself? Or?
Yeah, 13 pastors that's included, sir. So we have our own churches. We meet once a month to have fellowship. Yeah, we call it Big Sunday, like in the afternoon, like that, or Sunday morning. So it's really a blessing and encouraging to see new faces, new people in the church. So we are all excited when we have a big gathering like that.
Yes, amen. All right, let's close in prayer. Lord, we just thank you so much for Ronnie and wife and family. May you bless them as they go out from us. I pray, Lord, that you meet the financial needs they've already committed to, things they want to do in the future. I pray for these other 12 other pastors who are faithfully serving. Yes. May you bless them, Lord. May you bless our other missionaries serving in the Philippines, around the world. Help us, Lord, that we would catch a vision for our Jerusalem,
yes,
our neighborhood. We have people we work with. May we be about your business. May we have the faith, encouragement, to fear not, to witness, to encounter others, to talk to them, invite them to church, ask them about their soul condition. So, Lord, it is up to all of us, not just the Lodrillos, to be witnesses for you. So may we do that. Bless them as we go, travel back home tonight, whatever they're staying. Everybody watch over them. And bless us as we go to our separate places. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much.